Think about what it used to take to put a glass panel in a general aviation airplane. Tens of thousands of dollars. Installation by a certificated avionics shop. Paperwork that could outlast the airframe itself. And by the time the ink dried, the system was probably already a generation behind whatever the manufacturers were showing at Oshkosh. Now imagine walking into a hangar, pointing at a display that would look at home in a regional airliner, and writing a check for a fraction of that price. A display that is brighter, sharper, and in some cases more deeply integrated than what you would find in a brand new certified trainer. I'm Vector. This is Clear Direct on Radio Hangar. And today we are talking about the most consequential glass panel in general aviation right now, even though it cannot legally go in your Cessna 172. That is the Dynon Skyview HDX. And the story it tells about where avionics are going is worth understanding no matter what airplane you fly. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey. Beautifully made and built to last. AviationSoul.com. Dynon Avionics is a company out of Woodinville, Washington, that started in 2001 with a single mission: bring modern avionics to the experimental homebuilding community. Their first product was the D10A, a solid-state electronic attitude indicator about the size of your fist. It replaced the vacuum-driven gyroscopes that had been standard equipment in general aviation cockpits since the 1940s. That little box was a revelation. No moving parts, no vacuum pump to fail, just silicon and software doing what a gyroscope had done mechanically for six decades. It cost around $900, it worked, and it sold by the thousands. But Dynon did not stop there. Over the following decade and a half, they built a complete avionics ecosystem for experimental aircraft. Primary flight display, engine monitoring system, autopilot, integrated GPS, traffic weather, all from one company, all talking to each other on a single data bus, all managed through one consistent interface. By 2017, when they introduced the Skyview HDX, they had essentially built a small airliner glass panel for the home building market. Let's break this down. Because the HDX is not just an incremental update. The display is a 10.1-inch touchscreen, not a tablet bolted to the panel. A real avionics display designed for cockpit environments. High brightness output, anti-reflective coating, viewable in direct sunlight, which sounds obvious until you have tried to read a consumer tablet in August with the sun over your left shoulder and an approach briefing due in 4 minutes. The resolution is 1366 by 768 pixels. That is high definition. The Garmin G1000 NXi, which installs in certified aircraft and costs many times what the Skyview costs, runs at a similar resolution. The information density is comparable. The presentation quality is comparable. What is on that screen is the full operational picture. Primary flight display on one side, navigation map on the other, engine data in a strip or a dedicated page. Traffic from the integrated ADS-B receiver, synthetic vision terrain depiction, weather if you have the data link connected, a moving map pulling from the internal GPS, multiple window configurations the pilot selects from a menu. The synthetic vision is worth pausing on. Terrain is rendered in three dimensions ahead of you on the primary flight display. Obstacles and traffic appear as targets with relative altitude callouts. Runway depictions show up on the PFD as you descend toward the airport, so you have a visual reference to where the pavement is even before you break out of the clouds. When Dynon first added this to the Skyview line, it was priced below what some certificated operators were paying just for the synthetic vision add-on to an existing system. The engine monitoring integration is equally significant. Dynon's engine monitoring system module connects to your engine sensors, and the Skyview displays that data continuously on the same screen you are already watching. Cylinder head temperature per cylinder, exhaust gas temperature per cylinder, oil temperature, oil pressure, fuel flow, manifold pressure tachometer, fuel quantity if you have the right senders. That individual cylinder EGT and CHT view is operationally powerful. The old analog EGT gauge gave you a single needle sweeping across one probe, sometimes covering a whole row. The Skyview gives you individual bar graphs for each cylinder, updated multiple times per second, with user-defined alert thresholds that shift color when something starts trending toward a limit. Catching a cylinder head temperature rising on cylinder 3 before it becomes a detonation event. Before it becomes an engine-out situation, that is exactly the kind of early warning that makes a difference. not on the accident report, on the flight while you still have options. Here is what most people miss about the HDX though. It is not just the hardware. It is the integration architecture. In a conventional cockpit, even a modern certified one, you often have multiple black boxes that may or may not be fully communicating. Your transponder talks to your GPS, but not necessarily to your MFD. Your autopilot is coupled to the nav receiver, but the pitch trim system is on its own circuit. You have capable equipment everywhere that cannot fully cooperate. The SkyView ecosystem does not work that way. The SkyView network, Dynon's proprietary data bus, connects every component in the system. The EFIS displays share data with the autopilot. The autopilot reads GPS position directly from the navigator. Engine data is available on any screen in the system. ADS-B traffic from the receiver populates the moving map, without a separate subscription or a separate display unit. It is a closed ecosystem which has trade-offs I will get to. But the benefit is that everything works together the way you would design it if you were building from scratch. The autopilot is something that deserves its own moment. The Dynon autopilot integrates directly into the SkyView network. It flies headings, it flies GPS tracks, it maintains altitude, it follows a vertical speed command or an indicated airspeed command during climbs. It will couple to an ILS and fly precision approach, including the glide slope. The interface is through the touchscreen you're already looking at. You are not reaching for a separate autopilot, head-mounted below the throttle quadrant. You arm the mode on the display in front of you. For a home builder choosing a panel, the all-Dynon solution ends up cleaner and often cheaper than mixing manufacturers. That is not a sales pitch. That is what installation logs from the experimental community consistently show. Now let us talk about what the SkyView HDX cannot do, because this is where the industry analysis gets interesting. It does not carry a technical standard order from the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA. It is not approved for installation in type certificated aircraft under a standard airworthiness certificate. It flies in experimental amateur-built aircraft, in light sport aircraft where the FAA permits non-TSO equipment, and in certain ultralight categories. That means you cannot put a SkyView HDX in a Cessna 172, a Piper Archer, a Beechcraft Bonanza, or virtually any production aircraft you rent at your local flight school. Why does that matter? Because the best value avionics product on the market right now cannot reach approximately 90% of the active general aviation fleet. That gap is worth understanding. The reasons for it are not entirely irrational. The technical standard order certification process is designed to ensure that avionics equipment performs reliably across a wide range of environmental stresses, vibration profiles, temperature extremes from negative 40 to over 70 degrees Celsius, electromagnetic interference from other cockpit equipment, lightning-induced transient testing. The process is thorough, it is expensive, and manufacturers bear that cost before they sell a single unit. Dynon has been transparent about their position here. They have chosen so far not to pursue TSO certification for the SkyView line. The experimental market is their focus. Certification would substantially increase the cost of the product, and by their own reasoning would undermine the value proposition that makes SkyView attractive in the first place. Garmin approached the same opportunity differently. Their G3X Touch system, which shares some conceptual DNA with the SkyView, went through the certification process and received FAA approval for installation in certain type certificated aircraft through the Supplemental Type Certificate Program. That certification adds cost. A G3X Touch installation in a certified aircraft costs more than a SkyView installation in an experimental, partly for that regulatory reason, but the path into the certified fleet exists. The data tells an interesting story when you look at what has happened in the experimental fleet over the past decade. The EAA and industry observers estimate that more than half of all active experimental amateur-built aircraft in the United States now fly with some form of glass panel. A decade ago, that number was substantially lower. A significant portion of those installations are Dynon. What does that shift tell us? It tells us that pilots, given the actual choice rather than the constrained choice available in the certified world, vote for integrated glass at a decisive margin. Not because round gauges are unreliable, they are not, but because the situational awareness density that comes from a well-designed glass panel is measurable and real. The FAA's own safety research has examined glass cockpit accident rates versus conventional cockpit accident rates versus conventional cockpit accident rates, and the picture is more nuanced than either side of the debate usually admits. Glass panels introduce mode confusion, particularly in pilots transitioning from steam gauges. There is a category of accidents in the data where pilots became task saturated by too much information or trusted automation that was executing something unexpected. That problem is real, and it does not disappear with better hardware. The other side of the data shows that glass panels are clearly associated with better terrain awareness and a measurable reduction in controlled flight into terrain accidents among aircraft that had no terrain depiction capability before the upgrade. Weather awareness improvements show up too. The net effect in trained hands appears positive. For home builders specifically, the SkyView HDX has changed what a first-time builder can achieve. 2 decades ago, building an experimental aircraft meant accepting that your avionics would be meaningfully inferior to a production aircraft. Today, a well-resourced builder with a full SkyView installation is flying with situational awareness tools that exceed what you find in production aircraft from the same era. The price point drives that change. A SkyView HDX 10.1-inch display retails for approximately $3,000. A 2-display installation with autopilot, ADS-B in and out, and GPS integration lands somewhere in the range of $10,000 to $15,000 depending on configuration. A comparable certified glass panel upgrade for a production aircraft routinely runs $40,000 to $100,000, including installation. That spread is not primarily about the hardware. The hardware cost difference between Dynon's display and a comparable certified display is real, but not the dominant factor. The spread reflects certification costs, installation labor under certificated repair station requirements, STC licensing fees, and the liability structure that surrounds certificated avionics work. Whether that overhead is fully justified is a policy question with legitimate arguments on both sides. What I will say is this. The existence of the SkyView HDX at that price has created competitive pressure on the certified avionics market. Garmin, Avedine, Aspen, and every other manufacturer serving the certificated fleet knows what Dynon is delivering for $3,000. That knowledge changes the conversation about pricing and feature development in ways that benefit the entire market. There is a larger pattern here worth naming. For most of aviation history, the military and commercial sectors drove avionics innovation, and technology trickled down to general aviation after it had been proven in higher-stakes applications and commoditized through volume. GPS worked that way. Traffic collision avoidance systems worked that way. Weather radar worked that way. The SkyView represents a different model. Innovation driven from below, from the home building community and the experimental market, pushing upward into the certified world through competitive pressure. The features Dynon built into the SkyView HDX, the network integration, the synthetic vision quality, the unified interface philosophy, these are features that certified avionics manufacturers are now actively working to replicate and improve upon. That is not a coincidence. And it is not a small thing. It is a structural shift in where avionics ideas come from. Where does this go from here? Dynon has not publicly announced a path toward TSO certification for the SkyView line. The competitive landscape continues to evolve around them. Garmin's G3X has established that experimental class avionics can make the leap to certified aircraft. Companies like UAvionics are getting individual certified components into legacy cockpits one instrument at a time. The wall between the experimental and certified worlds, while still standing, has more doors in it than it did 10 years ago. The honest assessment for any pilot is this. If you're building an experimental or flying a light sport, put the SkyView HDX on your short list. Look at it seriously. If you fly a certificated aircraft and you're planning an upgrade, you're going to pay more for comparable capability, and a portion of what you're paying for is the certification infrastructure. That cost is real, and it is not entirely unjustified, even if the gap feels uncomfortable when you set the two products side by side. And if you fly rentals and have never been inside a well-equipped experimental, go find your local EAA chapter this weekend. The Experimental Aircraft Association, or EAA, can connect you with builders in your area. Ask to sit right seat on a flight in a well-outfitted home built. What you see in that cockpit is where the certificated fleet is heading. The home builders figured it out first, as usual. Specifications and pricing from Dynon's published product documentation. Safety data from FAA accident research and EAA publications. You can find more at radiohangar.com. I'm Vector. See you next time.